This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Looking forward to this practice this morning against the Bears and their organization. So I'll give you the injury update to where it is this morning. So out from practice today, just practice, will be Shakir, Grable, Van Pran, Max, and Cam Lewis. And then limited for practice will be T-Bass, Curtis Samuel, Shaq Thompson, Daquan Hardy, Cole Bishop, Taylor Rapp, and Larry Okunjobi, and then Alec Anderson. So most of those guys, when we say limited, they'll be, you know, individual only. A couple of those guys, like the safeties, will get a few reps, like they did the other day. We'll see how it goes from there. So that's kind of their detail.
What is Cam Lewis?
So Okunjobi has a foot that is a part of an older injury before coming to the Bills. That's my understanding. And then Cam has a calf.
Back to full practice then?
Yes.
Yep. Was there anything specific there was that being safe, holding him out a day?
Or? Well, you know, like backs, it takes some time to figure out what it is, and then sometimes it takes a couple days to get it back in alignment or so. So I don't know all the details, but that's just generally speaking. We had a couple backs over the last couple of days.
Yeah. Any decision on Josh Allen for Sunday?
No. No. So, and then just as it relates to today and then playtime overall, I would just tell you, we got to get through this practice, go back to the hotel, home, away from home, and go through the injury report and then reset the table for the game on Sunday night.
What are you hoping to accomplish here today? What, if you had specific goals in mind, give me a couple if you could.
Well, I think about, you know, it's usually about this time of training camp where guys get tired or beating on each other, and sometimes with that, either A, fights break out or the intensity kind of dips a little bit. So it's a good time and place for us to go against another opponent, especially on the road. And in doing so, we come together a little bit more as a team, hang out a little bit more over the course of the trip, and then we can also see where we're at a little bit more as a team here.
The Bears obviously won't show all their cards, but how beneficial is it to face this kind of an offense with that kind of a quarterback, you know, for your defense?
Yeah, very talented team, very talented, you know, with their skill players offensively, defense, they've been, you know, kind of stockpiling some of those players as well. So Again, this will be a good test for us, and we get a chance to see where we're at here as a football team.
Sean Chipina seems to follow these joint practices, so how did you address that with the team today?
Well, we talked about it a little bit. Really nothing specific other than, you know, we're coming out here with a purpose, and I already mentioned what that purpose is. It's for us to grow a little bit closer as a team and also for us to take another step on the as it relates to on the field as a team. So, you know, it's a physical sport. It's going to be physical. From what I hear, it was rather physical against the Dolphins when they were out here. And so I would say that, you know, we should probably expect the same.
What's your relationship?
How much will the crispness or how good your units look today impact your decision on playing time for Sunday?
Yeah, I would say in some cases it may. In other cases, it probably won't. Not to give you I'm not speaking in code, Chris. It's just where I'm at right now is we're probably going to have a few young players who, you know, maybe play well today and look good, but they need more time, need more reps, more experience. So it'll probably end up on a case-by-case, player-by-player basis in terms of how we evaluate the play time.
What's your relationship with Coach Johnson?
Yeah, I know him a little bit. Certainly have a ton of respect for him and his offensive acumen, and he's had a lot of success. A little bit of a trailblazer in some of the things he does, so I respect him and his you know, his career. He's done a great job everywhere he's been, and now it's, you know, he's getting a chance to run an organization here, so looking forward to getting with him today and seeing how our teams compete.
With Tyler putting a little bit more on his plate, like, how do you feel like he's kind of making it through his injury, and what's kind of like the long-term outlook here as we kind of move closer to the
right? T-Bass.
T-Bass.
Yeah. He's moving in the right direction. We're trying to take it, no pun intended, but one step at a time, where he is stationary and just kicking from a stationary position, then getting one step and then two steps and then into his approach. So we're really just trying to be smart and make sure we don't have a setback and actually get him into a rhythm with the goal of him kicking at Tampa at this point.
How about Curtis and seeing him ramp up here?
Yeah, again, important piece. You know, he's been out really most of camp. So the urgency needs to be there for all these guys, and Curtis no different. You know, we need to see how he fits into our offense this year, and availability is important as well as special teams. So when you're not, you know, wide receiver number one, that's true of everyone.
Physicality a couple times there in your answer. During camp, at one point, you said you wanted to see this team be a little more physical. How much of an emphasis is that today in particular?
You know, it's really about being consistent with what we talk about with our messaging, and they know where I stand on that overall and where we need to get to as a football team to have an identity and to win in the trenches. But it's not just in the trenches. It's, you know, do your wide receivers block? Do they know who to block, and are they physical with their blocking, and can they sustain the blocks? You've heard me talk about before, do your corners tackle? You know, we're really here trying to, I guess, in my mind, get more crusty, you know, and we'll see if that happens today and if we take another step.
Do you have any impressions on T.J. Sanders and Deion Walker so far? I know it's still early, but
yeah.
Any early impressions you're forming?
You see the ability. Now it's really looking for them to continue with their ability to develop the techniques, but then also now backing that up with consistency, consistent approach, consistent, you know, attitude, effort, those things, but also consistent performance.
When deciding for Josh in the preseason game, understanding it's a case-by-case basis, is there something you want to see from him today specifically that would make you feel good about him not playing, or like what the Josh decision specifically said since he sat out the last game?
Say that again.
Just like since he sat out the first preseason game, is there something specific you want to see from him today?
No, I mean, just continue to sharpen, you know, where he's at in his preseason journey. I think that's important. Certainly staying safe. You know, I'll be with Josh on the offensive field for that reason, so that I have the whistle. And then Ben will be on, you know, with his quarterback on the other field. So Josh has been in a good spot. You know, it's just his continual development this offseason, or excuse me, this preseason, with making sure he feels good about where he's at, and with his receivers in particular. I think that's going to be big for us.
Have you seen him really start to develop chemistry with Joshua Palmer with the more reps they've gotten?
Yeah, lately in particular, right, with Joshua pushing through a little bit the last couple of days when we were in Buffalo, and Joshua, I call Joshua and Josh. And so Joshua getting more and more comfortable with his role in our offense and what that really is and what that entails from a run standpoint, pass standpoint, and then, like I said, getting on the same page with Josh. I thought Joshua looked good the other day, making a couple of key catches and some of the move the ball periods, and pushing through some of the soreness he was working through.
Been the team continue to form its identity. What have you seen of the identity of this year's girl so far?
It's hard to tell because I don't really think an identity's able to be formed in such a short amount of time. I would say that they, and probably because of our core players like Josh, they're already connected to a pretty good extent. That said, I'm looking forward to some other guys getting into that kind of nucleus a little bit, and that'll happen over time, right? So, but just overall, you know, it looks like we're doing some of the things that we've done. Now I'm looking for those things to exponentially take another step here.
Hey, Sean, would you like to give Josh some preseason time this go around, or is it something you're still kind of weighing in?
Yeah, I would love to. If you could put him in a bubble, if you could guarantee me that he wasn't going to get hurt. For every player, you'd love to be able to say, hey, let's get out there, let's play three good games, and we'll ramp you up each game, and so on and so forth. You know, it's just really hard to say that for everybody they're in the same situation, right? So in Josh's case, really using practice to see where he's at and how he feels. And I'm giving him some ownership as well, which I think is important, right? He knows by now what he needs in order to be ready. And then this other piece over here is his time with healthy receivers. I think that's probably kind of that next chapter of the book right now as it relates to Josh's preseason overall.
One other thing, Tylan Gray, is he progressing at all? Do you guys feel good about getting back to the season?
Still in the protocol, so I can't say much. You know, I saw him the other day, but he smiled, looked like he was in a better spot a little bit, but he's still in the protocol. So.
Sean, we haven't.
Overall team response?
Around James's deal getting done, him being a part of this thing long term, knowing like how much you've talked about him being a leader.
Yeah, no, I feel like the players are happy for him. I mean, that's kind of the vibe of most locker rooms. You know, they pull for each other in that regard. I think our guys did a really good job of, you know, staying focused where they needed to stay and what they needed to stay focused on. But, you know, he's one of their teammates, so they're happy for him. I'm sure happy for his family also.
What does it mean for you to have that uncertainty of, you know, kind of the day-to-dayness of practice moving past and behind you?
Yeah, I mean, you guys know it's, you know, if you study hold-ins over the years, it's not good for teams, right, in terms of records and things. So the sooner we could get it done, the more satisfied I was going to be. Certainly understanding, you know, things take some time once in a while. But part of my job is to limit and eliminate distractions for our football team.
Brandon noted that he was a little worried that it would be a distraction, but he didn't think it ended up being. How did you feel like the team handled it from, like, processing?
Well, anytime somebody's out missing and there's a contract situation, a hold-in, I mean, that's going to be a distraction. So what it ended up being, you know, four practices or something like that, and then probably an additional 2 days off or whatever. So, you know, but we move forward. Like I said, the players did a good job of keeping their focus where it needed to be, and same thing as the coaching staff and whatnot. So it's behind us now, and we move forward.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.